So, 5,000 people who were hungry, and with just two fish and five loaves, they were all fed, every one of them. And the Bible tells us that they were satisfied. So they had so much to eat that they were satisfied. And it was an amazing miracle. And so as a result of this, many people wanted to follow Jesus because he satisfied their hunger and he filled their stomachs with good things. But Jesus hadn't come just to simply satisfy people's physical hunger. And this amazing miracle of the 5,000 being fed is a sign that points to the fact that Jesus had come to satisfy a much deeper hunger within us. So we get hungry for food, we've spoken about that, but also within us there is a hunger for something else, for other things, for something deeper. And where do we find that lasting satisfaction that fills that hunger inside us? Okay, so there's lots of places that we might go to satisfy the longing that's within us. So we might think that we can satisfy that longing with money. Money is something that will buy us happiness, that will buy us that satisfaction. Maybe you're one of those. Clothes. Lots of people want to have lovely clothes and keep buying new clothes, the latest fashion, the latest design. Will it bring them lasting satisfaction? What about holidays? Who likes to go on holidays? Yeah, so do I. But they come to an end, and then there has to be another one. Do they bring a lasting satisfaction? Or is it something that only lasts for a short time? Now, I've put a television up here. Some people are really into the television, and they get really into the things that are on the television, and they can't go out because they need to watch it, or they've got to record it and watch it later. And it brings them satisfaction while they watch it, but then it's gone. But for you, it might not be the television. It might be another sort of screen. It might be games on a computer that you want to watch and keep watching, but then they're over and the satisfaction is gone. Or what about relationships? So I've put on there a heart and a phone. So a heart symboling a relationship, but phones. I mean, how many of us, notice I say us and not you because I'm the same, scrolling through, what messages have I had? This is about relationships. Maybe, maybe not. But all those things are things that we might look to have satisfaction. But they leave us feeling empty. We still have that empty plate. Think about Christmas, for example. We look forward to Christmas, and some of you might already be getting excited about it. I see the Scottsdale have got their decorations up already. They're in there. Christmas is coming. People are getting very excited about it. They look forward to it months and months, and then the day comes, Christmas Day, and there's the presents that you've been so looking forward to. And the dinner and the food, and you have all of those things. But at the end of the day, when you've had your presents and you've had the food, you may feel a little bit empty, because maybe those things didn't satisfy you quite as much as you hoped they would. And you still feel hungry inside. But Jesus, he said to those people that he fed, some of them came to him afterwards, and he said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And so he didn't mean that he was going to supply them with bread that lasts forever. What he was saying is that I am something that is more than what you can just have and be gone. He says that he is the one who can satisfy the deepest hunger that we have, the deepest thirst within us. He says that he is the one who gives life and satisfying eternal life. And he says that he is the one who has come so that we can have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, where we are loved unconditionally and where we can be secure and where we can know deep peace and lasting joy. Because Jesus isn't simply any old bread. He is the best bread that we can ever taste. He is the bread from heaven. And we're going to be thinking a bit more about the bread as we come around the communion table. And as we take the bread, we can be thinking about Jesus being the bread of life who brings us lasting satisfaction.